Glynis, 2011, how does the year fare for us?
Well, when you, again, look at, that's called a world number. So you take 2011, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. 4 represents truth. It's all about honesty. And I actually would call it in-your-face truth. So that means if anyone's up to no good, whether it's, politics or in the entertainment field, you get busted. This is not a year where you get away with anything. So I actually have to tell you I like that because I'm tired of the smoke and mirrors. You know, when people talk about, like, transparency. Now, there's one person in my, that comes to my mind, Julian Assange.
The WikiLeaks guy.
He's busted this year. Like, I believe he's going to pay for what he's been doing. And it's interesting. When you look at someone's chart, you can kind of see what their motivation is. He's a one life path with one attitude. That means it's about him winning. He actually believed by releasing all this information, he could bring down the United States, George. And it's going to take a lot more than that to bring down the United States. But he's going to pay for this. It's not, you know, for us to think, my gosh, is this guy going to keep releasing stuff and get away with it? The answer is no. So I see that happening this year. And I think Tom DeLay is a good example. You know, he just got 3 years, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, notice how it happened in the cycle of four. So it's like, yeah, you can run, but you can't hide. And this is a year when we find out.
See,
what's really
I've got mixed feelings about WikiLeaks. Let me tell you why. On one hand, you know, being 9 years in the Navy and but being a journalist at the same time. First of all, I think if a document is classified, the issue is between government and the individual who released it to somebody in the media. And the question is WikiLeaks part of the media? And I would say it probably is now. It's the new media. The digital age has joined print and television and radio as a source. And so Julian, as a publisher of WikiLeaks, basically, I think had a responsibility to get that information, look at it, and decide if he was going to put it on or not.
Have you ever been hacked, George, online?
I think my credit cards have been hit once in a blue moon, but not really online, no.
Okay, because I'd like you to consider him more as a hacker. Like, it'd be one thing if he had the information. He could have presented it, by the way, to anybody and said, look, this is what I have, and I'd like to release it. It wasn't like that. He was hoping to, he wanted drama. He was looking for trouble, and it's in his chart that I can see it. So I understand you can step back and say, hey, you know, but I think we have the right to know some of this stuff, but that's not where he's coming from. And that's what I mean.
Well, here's an example. Okay,
yeah.
How would you handle this? Some astronaut comes to me and says, George, I can't say anything. I mean, I am bound by law. I can't publicly do anything. But if you go to that tree and look under that rock, you might find something. So I go over there, right? And there's some documents about UFO activity that we've been visited, that government knows it. And I run with it. I come back to Coast to Coast that night. I put it on. Have I done anything wrong?
No, but you're not sitting there with a gleeful grin on your face thinking you're bringing someone down. You're revealing the truth that you think is helpful to us. Do you think those documents were helpful to us, really?
No.
Embarrassing us throughout the world?
But they were true.
And isn't that always true about a document? I mean, if something's considered classified, I would hope to think it's true. But that's not what I'm telling you, and this is what I love about numerology. It gives you a sense of where someone's coming from. You're a seven life path, which means you're constantly seeking truth. You want to know, is there, you know, life in outer space? So why, of course you'd want to release that information. That's different. He did it to hurt us. He did it to hurt the United States of America, and I personally don't think that's good.
Interesting. All right, what else is going on in 2011 for us?
Well, 2011, like I said, it's based in truth, but here's the other good thing. Because it has an 11 in it, 11 means trusting your gut instinct. Like that intuition you have, it's going to be stronger than usual. And I'm telling people that are like more in tune or seek a lot of knowledge, which I feel that's what you do day in and day out, you have a payoff in this cycle. Like, it's time to share that information, just like you're talking. See, that's why you can't help but think, well, gosh, if I had that information, maybe I'd share it. It's a natural to do it in this cycle, 2011. But there's another thing called personal year, and that's important. So I'd like to use your month and day as the example of how people can learn.
I'm the guinea pig.
You are the guinea pig.
Here we go.
Okay, so you're June 4th, correct?
You know too much about me.
So we take 6, 4, which is your birthday. 6 plus 4 is 10. You break it down to one digit. That gives us the 1. So that's your, it's called an attitude number. You take that number and add it to the world number to find out what personal year cycle you're in.
So I'm in a 5.
Yes. Right. And you know what that means for you, George?
What's that mean?
Fasten your seatbelts. This year is going to go real fast for you. But the blessing is that you, because you're a 7, it's a natural match to you. So you're going to have fun with it. This is going to be a fun time for you. And you know what's interesting? Honestly, I just got an email. Someone said, oh, George sounds very young tonight. Someone actually wrote that to me in an email. Well, what's funny is I would tell you in the cycle of 5, it's getting in touch with the inner kid.
Well, the truth is George couldn't come in today, and I sound like him, and I'm doing the show. I have no idea who you are, Glynis.
Really?
And I don't even know what the show is, but they hired me on the street. My name's Ted Williams, and
really?
I'm doing the show.
Well, there it is. But I'll tell you, in the cycle of 5 for you, too, it means natural detectives. So, you know, some of these things that you're tapping into and the experts that you have, you're going to have some big breakthroughs this
you
year.
Believed me for one split second that maybe it wasn't me.
No, afraid not. I can feel you through my toes.
Yeah.
I knew you were George Norrie.
How's Charlie, by the way, your
he's
husband?
Fantastic.
Good.
Yes, he's doing very well.
Good, man. You want to tell us that story again? I think it's one of the neatest stories in all time.
Well, what's nice about it, too, that book, and I want them to know, Love by the Numbers. A lot of your listeners are like, well, you know, I've been married forever, and they don't feel called to it, thinking they can't improve what they're in. That book was set up to help keep the romance alive, but also if you're single, it helps you get it right from the start. So with Charlie, I did a dating site where I said, numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number. And a lot of different guys came through the pike, and I was running the numbers, and Charlie was so perfect for me. I mean, I got chills when I ran his numbers. And by the way, there are 6 numbers that make up your chart. It's called a numerology blueprint. So we all can do this. But I knew the minute I saw it how much chemistry we'd have. So we talked on the phone. I didn't want to meet too quickly. I let it pass. You know, we actually went 4 months before we met live. And then forget it. We met live and fireworks!
It did.
It's been 8 years.
How are the numbers for President Barack Obama? I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction.
Okay.
It's not based on politics at all.
Okay.
Because I am right down the middle of the road, believe me. I call it the way I see it. I saw something last night in him, and even though the health care might get repealed and things may change, I have a feeling the economy may whip back up a little bit, even though foreclosures 1 million in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to predict that he could get reelected in 2012. And you know what? 2 months ago, I would not have made that prediction. I just have a sense that there's going to be some kind of whip around effect and his popularity is going to come back on again. And, and again, folks, I'm not saying it because I want the guy or I don't want the guy. That's not my job. I just have this intuitive sense, and I'm going out on a limb and I'm going to say he's going to get reelected. I don't even know who he's going to run against, but I just have that feeling. You tell me what the numbers say.
I will tell you why you feel that way. I can actually tell you that. You're a 7 life path, and remember, the number 7 speaks to you. Whenever our vibration is around, we're drawn to it. Barack Obama just went into the cycle of 7 this year. And what I say, the 7 either thanks God or thinks they're God. What you saw yesterday was a humble Barack Obama. You actually saw him talk about faith, and he quoted scripture, as did everyone else who came up to speak that day. So you saw a humility and a goodness in him that we don't always get to see. Sometimes Barack Obama can seem arrogant when he decides he wants to do something a certain way. This last cycle, he was in a cycle of 6, which is kind of a king complex of saying it's my way or the highway. And we saw him do that with health care. We saw him do that with immigration in Arizona, the mosque issue in New York. So that's what you've seen different, and that's why you thought, hey, wait a second, this isn't the guy we've seen the last couple of years. But I'm not going to sit there saying the same that you will. Here's what I would tell you. In this cycle, now we have to see how he plays it. Does he play God or does he thank God? Does he go to a spiritual place and actually want to work with people, or does he strong arm it? And this is what I believe. Right now, I say that the number 4 is when the experts are there for you. That means the economy, if he uses the people, because there are people who can help him fix his economy, we're going to see it this year. If this economy does not go back up, I can't, you know me, I always look at the two that are running before I can say who I think will win. But I can tell you it is this year that decides whether this man gets a second.
Well, and I got to tell you, if the oil group, the cartel out there, doesn't dump the dollar as the world currency for oil, he's got a fighting chance to get reelected. If we lose that and the dollar is changed to some other form of currency that they create, or I'm hearing rumors it's going to be a combination of the Japanese yen and the Chinese whatever it's called and everything else, then we got a problem. But but if we stay as the world's currency over the next year and a half to 2 years, I think he's got a darn good chance of getting reelected.
Yes. So. But it is definitely this year that you're going to see it play out because, you know, the number four is actually based on financial security as well. So technically, although we've been through a lot, the money is still a problem. Like when the year ended, remember we were at 9.6 unemployment and then we jumped to 9.8?
Yes.
Right before the end of the year. That's what you should be looking at for him during this cycle and then what he chooses to spend the money on, because technically we're broke. We don't have money. So now it's a time to regroup, get the experts in who can actually balance a budget.